is unknown. When their purpose is known, the riddle of being myself and having fun will be fully revealed. This is 907 Instant Illumination, and this is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you Instant Illumination. The purpose of cats is unknown, and when their purpose is known, the riddle of being myself and having fun will be known. Now, isn't that an interesting idea? Isn't that an interesting concept? My goodness, think about that. Think about how you are and what sort of things are important to you. Think about what sort of way you're living your life and how you're looking at things and what values you have and all that sort of good stuff. What do you have? What? And the purpose of a cat is known. The riddle of being myself and having fun will be fully revealed. Now think about what a cat does. A cat is a very, very, very independent character. A cat lives only where it's well treated. And if a cat is not well treated, it does not stay there. A cat lives in an environment where it has food, it has everything that it wants. Oh, some cats, they create for themselves an unhappy circumstances, but so do people. But basically, a cat truly is himself and has fun under all circumstances. A cat will come up and rub your leg when it wants to, when it wants to get a little bit of attention from you and recognize that you love it, because you look down and you smile when the cat rubs against your leg. When the cat is out in the evening chasing around having a ball, it makes noise and it screams and hollers and just jumps for joy. It lives in a very fun-filled life. Yes, it does. Now, when a cat is in the house, it sleeps most of the time. And yet, whenever something comes to its attention, it is instantly awake, instantly alert. Every muscle, every fiber of that cat's body is ready to respond. Now, when a cat lays on your lap, what does it do? It purrs. It gives you the sign of contentment. It's being itself and having fun. However, if anything should distract that cat or cause that cat to want to be somewhere else, in a flash, he's gone. And sometimes he leaves claw marks in your skin as he takes off from his launching pad. But he's having fun and being himself. Now, a cat is only concerned about itself. And you say, well, that's kind of selfish. Oh, no. That's probably the truest way of reality that we could ever experience. The purpose of a cat is unknown, we say, but really, it isn't. We say the purpose of God is unknown, and we say, well, who God is unknown. We can never know God. Just like we can know cats, we can know God. Just like we can know God, we can know cats. Now, what is their purpose? What is the purpose of a cat? When we solve that purpose, then we'll solve the riddle of being myself and having fun. It'll be fully revealed. Now, the purpose of a cat is to be itself and have fun. Whether it is a cat in the jungle, and whether it is a cat in the home, whether it is a cat in the street, whether it is a cat anywhere at all, every cat has that independence about it, has that attitude about it, that it is a free spirit. It doesn't like to be caged. It doesn't like to be controlled. Not because cages are good or bad, not because the cages don't give it perhaps a protection from a world that might be wanting to destroy it. If a lion were to walk down the city streets of New York, the people in New York would be very frightened. However, if the lion is under a leash, people are not so frightened. And if the lion is in a cage, the people are less frightened. And if the lion is invisible in a box, in a truck, and unseen by the people, then it is even less of a threat. However, a lion out in the open is just doing its thing. Now, it might be in an environment that it's not familiar with, and because of that, it acts very protective of itself, and we do that too. When we are in an environment that we are unfamiliar with, we are protective of ourselves. We are silent when we're with a group of people who seem to be more brilliant than we are. When we are with a group of people who are speaking on certain subjects we're unaware of, we sit back and listen. And we don't enter into it. We may intelligently ask questions, and that's the beautiful thing to do. But of course, to ask questions, we think, means that we are inferior, whereas it is not so. It is not so. Why does a cat take one of these little balls hanging on a string and bat it and play with it? The cat knows what that ball is going to do. That cat thinks it's amusing, it's fun. But the cat is always in charge. The cat doesn't care whether that ball has a string attached to it, whether that ball is rubber or plastic. The cat doesn't care. It is all for its own amusement, for being itself and having fun. And when it tires of the game, it doesn't take the game and destroy it. It just leaves it and goes off to other things. Now, when we can leave things and just go off to other things and enjoy them, we are showing the wisdom and showing the magnificence of the cat. When we can let go and let things that are of no interest to us pass, then we are fine. If a cat is watching a mouse, and there are a dozen mice there, it has its eyes only on one mouse because it knows that it can catch one mouse. Now, if it allows itself to be distracted, and some cats do that, but not too many, then its distraction makes it imperfect. It does not catch the mouse as easily and as definitely as it might otherwise. So this is how we are in our life, too. We can learn from the cat. Oh, yes, we can learn. We can learn that there's one purpose in our life, and that purpose is to be ourselves and have fun. And that purpose means that we have our one pointed attention, and whatever it is, being ourselves and having fun is. Now, if you're being yourself and having fun is concentrating on war, then you have lots of things to concentrate. Like the cat with a whole bunch of mice out in front of it. It has lots of things to concentrate on. But when your thought or your desire is for peace, then you turn your attention away from those many mice, the many aspects of war, and you turn your attention to the peace. You turn your attention to the realization that all is in divine order, and all is happy, and all is fulfilled. And when you do that, then wonders happen to you. Then wonderful things take place in your life. And when you do that, then you are the master. However, it demands every moment of your life. It demands every thought that you think. It demands that you have your instant illumination turned on to what it is that you want to be illumined about, what it is that delights you and fulfills you and thrills you, what it is that makes your life fulfilled. What would make you experience a life of being yourself and having fun? Certainly not doing what other people want you to do. Certainly not doing what is necessary that other people do. Other people want experiences. You don't want death. You don't want illness. You don't want unhappiness. You don't want poverty. You don't want all these interesting things. You want wealth, health, happiness, hearty life filled with vitality and goodness because you're magnificent. And that's where you turn your attention. You illumine your inner consciousness with the awareness of who you are. And it is done unto us according to our belief, that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable. These are the directions we want our thoughts to go. And the great philosophers say, man, know thyself. Who are we? Who is we? Who are we? What is ourself? Is ourself an unhappy being? Oh, I would certainly not like to think that was ourself. Is ourself a person or a circumstance that is not fulfilling? Well, I would not like that for me. Is ourself, what is ourself? My goodness sakes, what is ourself? Ourself is being who we are, what delights us, fulfills us, inspires us, and what is a lot of fun. Now you say, that's an irresponsible attitude toward life. Yes, it's an irresponsible attitude toward what humanity has taught us, that we are our brother's keeper, that we must be in charge of other things. Now, say for instance, you're a little boy, and you're 10 years old, and you're in charge of your younger brother who is 4. And your younger brother wants to run out in the street. And you know that's what you've been taught not to do, because that's a place where big cars play and where big people play. You're to stay on the sidewalk and to stay away from the street, because you don't want to mess up the big people's games. Now, you don't say, oh, there's danger in the street, you could get run over and you could get this and that. That doesn't mean anything to a four-year-old. It might mean something to him if that's what's drilled into him. But if he's taught that that's the playground for somebody else, we play over here. We do things here. And we stay out of other people's playgrounds. We only go where we are taught to go. Okay? So now the older brother is playing with the younger brother, and one of his friends comes along and says, hey, come on over here. And the older brother goes over to the other friend and forgets about his younger brother. And his younger brother starts wandering off and getting himself into problems. And the older brother, who had the responsibility of taking care of him, didn't do it. Now, what might the older brother have done? Well, he didn't want to have that younger brother tagging along with him all the time, but that was a responsibility he had. So, what the older brother would do would just be to take his younger brother's hand and say, come, let's go over and see what Johnny has to do over here. He has told me he wants me to come over and see what he's doing. And the younger brother says, I don't want to. And the older brother says, well, I am giving you a treat. I'm letting you come with me, and I'm your older brother. You can come with the older boys and see what we're doing. Do you want to see what the older boys are doing? Oh, yeah, because I'm not supposed to. So he goes with his older brother to see what they're doing. Now, the older brother is proving himself early in life to be a great psychologist, to be a great philosopher, to be a great thinker. And he takes his responsibility in a happy way. He doesn't think he has to stop his younger brother from doing something. He is encouraging his younger brother to do the things that he wants to do, that fulfill his desire and his happiness. It doesn't hurt the younger brother, doesn't help the younger brother, but it fulfills what the older brother wants to do. You see, if we want peace on earth, instead of thinking about what the countries are doing that are not having peace, or what the circumstances are where there is no peace, where people are arguing and being unhappy with one another, we just take ourselves into or out of those circumstances and are at love. Now, think about this, and think about it very seriously. This is an inspiration that comes very seldom in our life. The children of war, the children who live in war-torn countries, do they lie in fear all day long, or do they play their games? Do they play their games inside the house, protected from the scene of war? Do they go out in the streets, and do they go out in the yards, and do they play their game of kick the can and doing things during the war activities? They certainly do. They're not living in huddled fear at all times. Their parents are. But the kids are being themselves and having fun wherever they are. And really, children who come through wars, I've known many of them, children who come through wars do not need to have terror as their back screen for their life. They don't even remember the war. They don't even remember the conflict. Oh yeah, the big bangs of the bombs. They remember the shooting of the guns and stuff, and somebody dear to them was killed. They remember that. But hey, that's life and death and everyday life, where people die and people live. Wouldn't it be a grand experience for all of us to have this innocence of childhood, this innocence of living in the now, of being ourselves, of being that wonderful cat who just does what it wants to do harmoniously, lovingly? We don't hate that cat and think that cat's not taking responsibility. We see a cat kick one of their little kittens out of the nest and we say, put the kitten back in there. And it kicks it out again and again and again, because that cat knows that that little kitten has some problems that might inflict the rest of the kittens, or that little kitten is not going to survive. They know that. And a mother's love does not let them kick all the kittens out, only the kitten that is not going to survive. Surely the mother cat feels a sensitivity toward that little kitten, but also knows it has a sensitivity toward all the rest of her kittens. And the little kitten is kicked out of the nest, and the little kitten succumbs and is no more. But all the other cats go on as though nothing had ever happened. Yes, we must kick out of the nest all those thoughts that are inharmonious with life, peace, happiness, joy, fulfillment. Are you ready to know the purpose of cats? When this purpose is known, the riddle of being yourself and having fun will really be fully revealed, because it's a fantastic experience. It's a wonderful experience. We could be like a cat, one-pointed, harmonious, living our own life, living in peace, living in harmony. Cats can live together too. And as they live together, they do not care what the other cats are doing. They do what they do. Sometimes they'll do things together and sometimes they won't. Sometimes they'll lie together and enjoy the warmth of each other's body. And another time they lie separately, enjoying the experience of being independent and free. You see, this is being yourself and having fun, with no manipulation, no control on the world about you. The only manipulation and control of the world about you is where you put your attention. Instant illumination comes to all of us at times, and sometimes in the strangest ways, and sometimes in studying what is the purpose of a cat. What is the purpose of you, of me, of everything in the world? To be itself and to have fun. Have a lovely day, and know that, my goodness sakes, I love you so much, and I see you fulfilling every desire of your heart in every beautiful, wonderful, and magnificent way. I love you. I love you. I love you.